very light.
Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asav le asav le asav le asav le asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu zenu 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 harninu le Elohim uzenu zenu 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 zenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob,
God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Ya'akov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
מזמור פ' א' למנצח על הגיטית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו, כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף שמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסדר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעיד בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, ארחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי, ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם, ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
I'm here to all praises to the only one of Israel, you know. And if you never wonder what kind of song me sing or comes me as Israel, but the two of them no overstand, you know. Who overstand just overstand, and who no overstand just overstand, you swear me as well. Cause enough of them a praise the lion of the tribe of Judah, and them not the Israel. I want them, I shot King Murray again. Yeah.
Give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not good will. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not good will. Alright then. Them a wonder what kind of song me a sing. True me say Israel and I hear the Israel king. And them lock up overstanding. Me burn them on them false doctrine. Alright then. When me say Israel, them a wonder and a panda. Them same one a hear the lion of Judah, which is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Run go take it out if you think I lie me a tell God. When Jacob is visited by an angel, that changed his name from Jacob to Israel. In that place Jacob called Peniel. Run go take it out if you think I lie me a tell. And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not good will. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not good will. Alright then, me appeal of the conquering lion from the line of King David and Solomon. Burn them folly and them fiction. Tell them to back up with them deception. Israel, I do not pay the attention. Put ya in on the meditation. Hail to the Most High of creation. Let us rise to this occasion. Yo! And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then, burn them religion and me burn out them lies. Me not go bow to that blue eye guy. This is the truth many try to deny. Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shayan. We have to give thanks and praise to the Most High. Burn the false prophet, the Most High prophesy. In this last days them not get no blight. That's why me have to shout Yahweh and give praises the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not good will. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not good will. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shimala, Shimala, Agarachin Jerusalem Dana.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers." It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asaf, le asaf, le asaf, le asaf, le asaf, le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov. Hari'u lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov, lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 have satisfied.
Yes, and in my heart. Slacker said, we the town and tell the people. Bobby, this is it.
Let the truth manifest itself, 'cause man was made out of love. Forever to your brothers true, 'cause respect is overdue. And how could I be unfaithful after all the things you have done, Ja Ja? I ain't gonna break my promise to Ja Ja. I ain't gonna break my promise to him, no way. I ain't gonna break my promise to Ja Ja. I ain't gonna break my promise, no way, no way, no way. He gave the moon to bright the night, oh how the moonlight glows, yeah. He gave the stars, they twinkle in the sky, oh how we love the starlight so. But how could I be unfaithful after all the things you have done?
Shabbat Wayika, 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 Wayomer Israel, Rav Od Yosef Bni Chai, 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 Elcha, we ereinu a bit Rema Amut, 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 and Israel, 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 Wayomer Israel. It is enough, it is enough, enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Rav Od Yosef Bni Chai Elcha We Erein B'Tarem Amut. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 picking up with Genesis chapter 46. Jake, 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 Jake.
sabbatical study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shem Av Wahabein Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. The Testament of Joseph, the 11th son of Jacob and Rachel. The copy of the Testament of Joseph. When he was about to die, he called his sons and his brethren together and said to them, "My brethren and my children, hearken to Joseph, the beloved of Israel. Give ear, my sons, unto your father. I have seen in my life envy and death, yet I went not astray, but preserved in the truth of Yahweh. These my brethren hated me, but Yahweh loved me. They wished to slay me, the God of my fathers guarded me. They let me down into a pit, and the Most High brought me up again. I was sold into slavery, and Yahweh of all made me free. I was taken into captivity, and his strong hand succored me. I was beset with hunger, and Yahweh himself nourished me. I was alone, and Yahweh comforted me. I was sick, and Yahweh visited me. I was in prison, and my God showed favor unto me in bonds, and he released me. Slandered, and he pleaded my cause. Bitterly spoken against by the Egyptians, and he delivered me. Envied by my fellow slaves, and he exalted me. And this chief captain of Pharaoh entrusted to me his house. And I struggled against a shameless woman, urging me to transgress with her. But the God of Israel, my father, delivered me from the burning flame. I was cast into prison. I was beaten, I was mocked, but Yahweh granted me to find mercy in the sight of the keeper of the prison. For Yahweh doth not forsake them that fear him, neither in darkness, nor in bonds, nor in tribulations, nor in necessities. For Yahweh is not put to shame as a man, nor as the son of man is he afraid, nor as one that is earth-born is he weak or affrighted. But in all those things doth he give protection, and in divers ways doth he comfort, though for a little space he departeth to try the inclination of the soul. In 10 temptations he showed me approved, and in all of them I endured, for endurance is a mighty charm, and patience giveth many good things. How often did the Egyptian woman threaten me with death? How often did she give me over to punishment, and then call me back and threaten me? And when I was unwilling to company with her, she said to me, "Thou shalt be lord of me, and all that is in my house." if thou wilt give thyself unto me, and thou shalt be as our master. But I remembered the words of my father, and going into my chamber, I wept and prayed unto Yahweh. And I fasted in those 7 years, and I appeared to the Egyptians as one living delicately. For they that fast for Yahweh's sake receive beauty of face. And if Yahweh were away from home, I drank no wine, nor for 3 days did I take my food, but I gave it to the poor and sick. And I sought Yahweh early, and I wept for the Egyptian woman of Memphis, for very unceasingly did she trouble me. For also at night she came to me under pretense of visiting me. And because she had no male child, she pretended to regard me as a son. And for a time she embraced me as a son, and I knew it not. But later she sought to draw me into fornication. And when I perceived it, I sorrowed unto death. And when she had gone out, I came to myself and lamented for her many days, because I recognized her guile and her deceit. And I declared unto her the words of the Most High, if haply she would turn from her evil lust. Often therefore did she flatter me with words as a holy man, and guilefully in her talk praise my chastity before her husband, while desiring to ensnare me when we were alone. For she lauded me openly as chaste, and in secret she said unto me, fear not, my husband, for he is persuaded concerning thy chastity. For even should one tell him concerning us, he would not believe. Owings to all these things, I lay upon the ground and besought Yahweh would deliver me from her deceit. And when she had prevailed nothing thereby, she came again to me under the plea of instruction, that she might learn the word of Yahweh. And she said unto me, if thou willest that I should leave my idols, lie with me, and I will persuade my husband to depart from his idols, and we will walk in the law by Yahweh. And I said unto her, Yahweh willeth not that those who reverence him should be in uncleanness, nor doth he take pleasure in them that commit adultery, but in those that approach him with a pure heart and undefiled lips. But she hid her peace, longing to accomplish her evil desire. And I gave myself yet more to fasting and praying, that Yahweh might deliver me from her. And again, at another time, she said unto me, if thou wilt not commit adultery, I will kill my husband by poison and take thee to be my husband. I, therefore, when I heard this, rent my garments and said unto her, woman, reverence Yahweh and do not this evil deed, lest thou be destroyed. For know indeed that I will declare this thy device unto all men. She therefore, being afraid, besought that I would not declare this device. And she departed, soothing me with gifts, sending to me every delight of the sons of men. And afterwards she sent me food mingled with enchantments. And when the eunuch who brought it came, I looked up and beheld a terrible man giving me with the dish a sword, and I perceived that her scheme was to beguile me. And when he had gone out, I wept, nor did I taste that or any other of her food. So then after one day she came to me and observed the food, and said unto me, why is it that thou hast not eaten of the food? And I said unto her, it is because thou hast filled it with deadly enchantments. And how sayest thou, I come not near to idols, but to Yahweh alone? Now, therefore, know that Yahweh of my father hath revealed unto me by his angel thy wickedness, and I have kept it to convict thee, if haply thou mayest see and repent, but that thou mayest learn that the wickedness of the ungodly hath no power over them that worship Yahweh with chastity. Behold, I will take off it and eat before thee. And having said so, I prayed thus, the God of my fathers and the angel of Abraham be with me, and ate. And when she saw this, she fell upon her face at my feet weeping, and raised her up, I, and admonished her. And she promised to do this iniquity no more. But her heart was still set upon evil, and she looked around how to ensnare me. And sighing deeply, she became downcast, though she was not sick. And when her husband saw her, he said unto her, why is thy countenance fallen? And she said unto him, I have a pain at my heart, and the groanings of my spirit oppress me. And so he comforted her, who was not sick. Then accordingly, seizing an opportunity, she rushed unto me while her husband was yet without, and said unto me, I will hang myself or cast myself over a cliff, if thou wilt not lie with me. And when I saw the spirit of Belial was troubling her, I prayed unto Yahweh and said unto her, why, wretched woman, art thou troubled and disturbed, blinded through sins? Remember that if thou killest thyself, I still the concubine of thy husband, thy rival, will beat thy children, and thou wilt destroy thy memorial from off the earth. And she said unto me, lo, then thou lovest me. Let this suffice me. Only strive for my life and my children, and I expect that I shall enjoy my desire also. But she knew not because of Yahweh I spoke thus, and not because of her. For if a man hath fallen before the passion of a wicked desire and become enslaved by it, even as she, whatever good thing he may hear with regard to that passion, he receiveth it with a view to his wicked desire. I declare, therefore, unto you, my children, that it was about the sixth hour when she departed from me, and I knelt before Yahweh all day and all the night, and about dawn I rose up, weeping the while and praying for a release from her. At last, then she laid hold of my garments, forcibly dragging me to her connection with her. When therefore I saw that in her madness she was holding fast at my garment, I left it behind and fled away naked. In holding fast to the garment, she falsely accused me. And when her husband came, he cast me into prison in his house. And on the morrow, he scourged me and sent me into Pharaoh's prison. And when I was in bonds, the Egyptian woman was oppressed with grief. And she came and heard how I gave thanks unto Yahweh and sang praises in the abode of darkness, and with glad voice rejoiced, glorifying Yahweh that I was derived and delivered from the lustful desire of the Egyptian woman. And often hath she sent unto me, saying, consent to fulfill my desire, and I will release thee from thy bonds, and I will flee thee from the darkness. And not even in thought did I incline unto her. For Yahweh loveth him who in a den of wickedness combines fasting with chastity, rather than the man who in king's chambers combines luxury with license. And if a man liveth in chastity and desireth also glory, and the Most High knoweth that it is expedient for him, he bestoweth this also upon me. How often, though she were sick, did she come down to me at unlooked for times and listen to my voice as I prayed. And when I heard her groanings, I held my peace. For when I was in her house, she was wont to bare her arms and breasts and legs that I might lie with her. For she was very beautiful, splendid adorned, in order to beguile me. and Yahweh guarded me from her devices. Ye see, therefore, my children, how great things patience worth it, and prayer with fasting. So ye too, if ye follow after chastity and purity with patience and prayer, with fasting and humility of heart, Yahweh will dwell among you, because he loveth chastity. And wheresoever the Most High dwelleth, even though envy or slavery or slander befalleth a man, Yahweh who dwelleth in him for the sake of his chastity, not only delivereth him from evil, but also exalteth him even as me. For in every way the man is lifted up, whether in deed or in word or in thought. My brethren, know how my Father loved me. And yet I did not exalt myself in my mind, although I was a child. I had the fear of Yahweh in my heart, for I knew that all things would pass away. And I did not raise myself against them with evil intent. But I honored my brethren, and out of respect for them, even when I was being sold, I refrained from telling the Ishmaelites that I was a son of Jacob, a great man and a mighty one. Do ye also, my children, have the fear of Yahweh in all your works before your eyes, and honor your brethren. For everyone who doeth the law of Yahweh shall be loved by him. And when I came to the Endekalopetit with the Ishmaelites, they asked me, saying, Art thou a slave? And I said that I was a home-born slave, that I might not put my brethren to shame. And the eldest of them said unto me, Thou art not a slave, for even thy appearance doth make it manifest. But I said that I was their slave. Now when we came into Egypt, they strove concerning me, which of them should buy me and take me. Therefore it seemed good to all that I should remain in Egypt with the merchant of their trade, until they should return bringing merchandise. And Yahweh gave me favor in the eyes of the merchant, and he entrusted unto me his house. And Yahweh blessed him by my means, and increased him in gold and silver and in household servants. And I was with him 3 months and 5 days. And about that time, the Memphian woman, the wife of Pentruphus, came down in a chariot with great pomp, because she had heard from her eunuchs concerning me. And she told her husband that the merchant had become rich by means of a young Hebrew, and they say that he had assuredly been stolen out of the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, render justice unto him, and take away the youth to thy house, so shall the God of Hebrews bless thee, for grace from heaven is upon him. And Pentruphus was persuaded by her words, and commanded the merchant to be brought, and said unto him, What is this that I hear concerning thee, that thou stealest persons out of the land of Canaan, and sellest them for slaves? But the merchant fell at his feet, and besought him, saying, I beseech thee, my lord, I know not what thou sayest. And Pentruphus said unto him, Whence then is the Hebrew slave? And he said, The Ishmaelites entrusted him unto me until they should return. But he believed him not, but commanded him to be stripped and beaten. And when he persisted in the statement, Pentruphus said, Let the youth be brought. And when I was brought in, I did obeisance to Pentruphus, for he was third in rank of the officers of Pharaoh. And he took me apart from him, and said unto me, Art thou a slave or free? And I said, A slave. And when he said, Whose? And I said, The Ishmaelites. And he said, How? How did thou become their slave? And I said, They bought me out of the land of Canaan. And he said unto me, Truly thou liest. And straightway he commanded me to be stripped and beaten. Now the Memphians woman was looking through a window at me while I was being beaten, for her house was near, and she sent unto him, saying, Thy judgment is unjust, for thou dost punish a free man who hath been stolen, and though he were a transgressor. And when I made no change in my statement, though I was beaten, he ordered me to be in prison until he said the owners of the boy should come. And the woman said unto her husband, Wherefore dost thou detain the captive and well-born lad in bonds, who art rather to be set at liberty and be waited upon? For she wished to see me out of desire to sin. But I was ignorant concerning all these things. And he said to her, It is not the custom of the Egyptians to take that which belongeth to others before proof is given. This therefore, he said, concerning the merchant. But as for the lad, he must be in prison. Now after 24 days came the Ishmaelites, for they had heard that Jacob, my father, was mourning much concerning me. And they came and said unto me, How is it that thou sayest that thou was a slave? And lo, we have learnt that thou art the son of a mighty man in the land of Canaan, and thy father still mourneth for thee in sackcloth and ashes. When I heard this, my bowels were dissolved, and my heart melted, and I desired greatly to weep, but I restrained myself that I should not put my brethren to shame. And I said unto them, I know not, I am a slave. Then therefore they took counsel to sell me, that I should not be found in their hands. For they feared my father, lest he should come and execute upon them a grievous vengeance. For they heard that he was mighty with Yahweh and with men. Then said the merchant unto them, Release me from the judgment of Pentreffe. And they came and requested me, saying, Say that thou wast bought by us with money, and he will set us free. Now the Memphian woman said to her husband, By the youth, for I hear, said she, that they are selling him. And straightway she sent a eunuch to the Ishmaelites and asked them to sell me. But since the eunuch would not agree to buy me at their price, he returned, having made trial of them, and made known to his mistress that they asked a large price for their slave. And she sent another eunuch, saying, Even though they demand 2 minas, give them, do not spare the gold, only buy the boy and bring him to me. The eunuch therefore went and gave them 80 pieces of gold, and he received me. But the Egyptian woman, he said, I have given 100. And though I knew this, I held my peace, lest the eunuch should be put to shame. You see, therefore, my children, what great things I endured, that I should not put my brethren to shame. Do ye also, therefore, love one another, and with long suffering hide ye one another's faults. For Yahweh delighteth in the unity of brethren, and in the purpose of a heart that takes pleasure in love. And when my brethren came into Egypt, they learnt that I had returned their money unto them, and upbraided them not, and comforted them. And after the death of Jacob, my father, I loved them more abundantly, and all things whatsoever he commanded, I did very abundantly for them. And I suffered them not to be afflicted in the smallest matter. And all that was in my hand I gave unto them. And their children were my children, and my children as their servants. And their life was my life, and all their suffering was my suffering, and all their sickness was my infirmity. My land was their land, and their counsel my counsel. And I exalted not myself among them in arrogance, because of my worldly glory. But I was among them as one of the least. If ye also therefore walk in the commandments of Yahweh, my children, he will exalt you there, and will bless you with good things forever and ever. And if anyone seeketh to do evil unto you, do well unto him, and pray for him, and ye shall be redeemed of Yahweh from all evil. For, behold, ye see, that out of my humility and long suffering, I took unto wife the daughter of the priest of Heliopolis, and 100 talents of gold were given me with her, and Yahweh made them to serve me. And he gave me also beauty as a flower beyond the beautiful ones of Israel. And he preserved unto me old age and strength and beauty. because I was like in all things to Jacob. And hear ye, my children, also the vision which I saw. There were 12 harts feeding, and the 9 were first dispersed all over the earth. And likewise also the 3. And I saw that from Judah was born a virgin wearing a linen garment, and from her was born a lamb without spot, and on his left hand there was as it were a lion, and all the beasts rushed against him, and the lion overcame them and destroyed them and trod them underfoot. And because of him the angels and men rejoice in all the land. And these things shall come to pass in their season, in the last days. Do ye therefore, my children, observe the commandments of Yahweh, and honor Levi and Judah. For from them shall arise unto you the Lamb of Yahweh, who taketh away the sin of the world, one who saveth all the Gentiles and Israel. For his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, which shall not pass away. But my kingdom among you shall come to an end as a watcher's hammock, which after the summer disappeareth. For I know that after my death the Egyptians will afflict you, but Yahweh will avenge you, and will bring you into that which he promised to your fathers. But ye shall carry up my bones with you. For when my bones are being taken up thither, Yahweh shall be with you in light, and Belial shall be in darkness with the Egyptians. And carry ye up Aseneth, your mother, to the hippodrome, and near Rachel, your mother, bury her. And when he had said these things, he stretched out his feet and died at a good old age. And all Israel mourned for him, and all Egypt with a great mourning. And when the children of Israel went out of Egypt, they took with them the bones of Joseph, and they buried him in Hebron with his fathers, and the years of his life were 110 years.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Shabbat Wayomer Israel, Rav Od Yosef Bni Chai, Elcha, with Ereinu abit rema amut, amut, amut. And Israel say, why yomer Israel? It is enough, enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Rav od Yosef abni chai elcha we erein bitrem amut. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, picking up with Genesis chapter 46. Jake.
Speak to all the children. Speak to everything that move it and live it on the earth. All of my family are music. I'm still seeing them high. This is the type of intention of them high. Or music is. We don't know if me have them look then, but when we know which musician you can look upon and know if he's a real musician. More than guy who just come in it and a hustle it. Yeah, me know musician.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here we're looking at this Joseph, actually the first Joseph in the book called the Bible. Right? So Joseph, basic meaning of the name right here, Joseph, whom Jehovah will add to. Joseph, Jehovah shall increase. He shall increase progressively from perfection to perfection. Joseph, son of Jacob, elder, he's the elder of the two born to Yaakov by Rachel. And in Genesis chapter 30 verse 24, and she called his name Yosef, saying, Yahweh Jehovah add to me another son. So Yosef from the Sephar, Asephar, means to add in that sense, Hebraically speaking. Now some blessing Baraka on Joseph. We're just going to scroll over this right now because of time right here and just zoom in just to balance out here a meta reasoning for this 11th, the 1-1. So one Judah and one Joseph here. Metaphysically speaking, Joseph represents the state of consciousness in which we, I and I, increase. The name means to add, to increase. When she called him Yosef, add to her another son. Joseph is the state of consciousness in which I and I increase in character all along lines. We not only grow into a broader understanding, inner standing, come to overstanding, but there is an increase of vitality, liberty, and substance. Joseph is especially representative of the realm of forms. He was clothed, remember, with a coat of many colors. He was a dreamer and also an interpreter of dreams. The phenomenal was his field of action. Among the primal faculties of the mind, remember the 12 sons represent the 12 faculties of mind. Among the faculties of the mind, Joseph represents imagination. This faculty has the power to throw onto the screen of visibility in substance and life forms every idea, every seed idea that the mind may conceive. While the imagination is a very necessary faculty and is powerful and productive, yet it is belittled. It's just your imagination, you know, it's belittled, right? And often derided and scorned by the other faculties of the mind. While they are unawakened spiritually, while they are functioning in intellectual consciousness, instead of true spiritual, eretical understanding, eretical standing, understanding and overstanding. This is where Joseph's brothers, and the reason why Joseph's brothers persecuted and falsely prosecuted him. Now, Joseph in Egypt is symbolic of the word of imagination in subconsciousness, or the involution, going within, in the most of the innocence of a high spiritual idea. Joseph in Mitzrayim in Egypt could be said to represent also our highest perception of truth, dealing with the realm of forms and bringing it into a more orderly state. Joseph, our high ideal of truth, comes down into the Mitzrayim, that disillumination, that lowland, that darkness even of sense consciousness, and under the law will finally raise it, under Torah, raise it into spiritual light and illumination. In the process, Joseph, he seems to die, but his bones, structure, remain. The substance of truth is an abiding presence, though its form may be lost to sight. Think about that with Jacob, right? With Jacob and Joseph, you know what I mean? He's lost to sight, but it seems as though Jacob still had that realization, right? But he was lost to sight to all of them. They thought he was all gone, right? Anyway, there's some more to this right here, brothers and sisters. Not going to try to rush through this right here, right now, but I'll point the eye to the reference, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on Joseph. Also, some of the key persons mentioned, the names within the Torah reading, the scriptures, even from time to time in the Psalms. Here. Let's just ride up with this for the first day, Psalm 24. A basic here, give ear here.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Yes. Some things old and some things new right there. That was from the Treasury Audible right there. The first part of Metaphysics of Joseph. So what's very interesting about Joseph, he told them not to be angry at yourselves, for Ahilahim has sent him before them to preserve life, all about life. And that name, going to get into the metaphysics and some of the Ethiopic and Hebrew ancient etymology of that name that he was given, Safnat Paneach Pianki.
And now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye that y'all sold me hither here, for Elohim, for the true good, the true God, for Elohim did send me before you to preserve life.
W'ata
ala teya atzavua w'ala yichara b'aya nekema kia mekaretema otia heina ki le mechia Shelachni Elohim lifa nekem. And now be not grieved, now be not grieved with Atta. And now, Alate Atsavu. Alate Atsavu, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. With Ala Yichara de Ayinekem. Be not angry in your own eyes. Kia Mekaritem. That y'all sold me. Kia Mekaritem Maotia. Heina. That y'all sold me. Hiza. Heya. Heina. Ki. For. Kia. Le. Michia. Le. Michia. She. Lachini. Elohim. Alif. Nekem. For Elohim did send me. Send I before you to preserve, preserve, life, preserve, life, preserve, life, preserve. Life, life, life.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Children, yeah.
being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta, maybe.
So it's the same tradition as for the
lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was classy at Judah.
We can rely on the one Republicans are relying on. No tighter. You're the only one we can rely on. Republicans are relying on. No tighter. You're the only one we can rely on.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, gramawi rasvatar madani alam, tina isteling the ghost na ghast.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
The purpose of life.
It is good that you have taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world even with a just cause. Live, 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 life.
Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life. You know see him an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot tabaki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, go make me market. Turn up the belt and the treble that's a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I'll blast it. So tell me what the rat they're asking. How I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the hate should be protected. The needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. I tell them about David and Goliath. You tell them get quiet, Babylon tell me start a riot. Show them my picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see man a Haitian man a with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. A black woman to who you are talking. Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go take the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Selassie I am the king of all things, yo. I tell them Selassie never dead. Rumor them a spread, the problem sticking at them head. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their lives, yo. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when I guns got a baki. And the rum shop deeper than idol market. Babylon apart, give me the weed come market. Yo, turn up the bass and share boy make we blast it. Penetrate straight to the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes I blast it. Yo, so you ask me how I survive and surpass it. So last year, yeah, you show them the way, yeah. Show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a, hey. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto, down in the ghetto, yeah. Welcome to the, oh yeah, another life gone, another one born, yeah. I keep moving on. Show them a, 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 then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. Drinking up me calabashi, me baba diva. Hey, fresh up on the scene, yeah. The marijuana so good and so clean, yo. Don't say I never told you. Carry up my baby there. That's how far I already know you. Bless you.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Wanted, wanted for the production and distribution of illegal plants. God, no photo currently available. Claims to have created everything, including all illegal plants. We have evidence in writing from God. Quote, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of earth. End quote. Genesis of the Bible. Also wanted as a person of interest and co-conspirator, Jesus the Christ. Claims to be son of God and religious cult leader. Sought for interview in regard to knowledge of father's activities. Already nailed to the cross once by the Romans. Report suggests that he may have risen again. Report all sightings to 1800 police state. Report all sightings to 1800 police state. Wanted, wanted for production and distribution of illegal plants. God. No photo currently available. What?
Do you have a picture of His Majesty Rasta?
Yes, I actually.
And they have a picture of His Majesty Dread.
Yes, sir. Jai's within I.
And they have a picture of His Majesty Rasis.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah.
up there.
Today's daily psalm, we have psalm 9 according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. My name ready. My name ready.
Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting, 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 everlasting.
The case of oh yeah.
All rise. Court is now in session. All rise. Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
מזמור קוף למתת למנצח לדוד מזמור. אדוני חקרתני ותדע, אתה ידעת שבתי וקומי, פנת לרעי מרחוק, אורחי ורבעי זרית, וכל דרכי הסכמת, כי אין מילה בלשוני, אין אדוני ידעת כולה. אחור וקדם צרתני, ותשת עלי כפיך, אליאה תעת ממני, נשגבה לא אוכל לה. ענה אלך מרוחך, ואמנה מפניך אברח. אם אשק שמיים שם אתה, ואת היא השאול היא נקה אשה חנפי שחר אשכנה באחרית ים גם שם ידך תנחני ותוחזני ימיניך ואומר אך חושך ישופני ולילה אור בעדני גם חושך לא יחשיך ממכה ולילה כיום יאיר כחשיכה כאורה כי אתה קנית חיליותי תסוכני בבטן אמי עודך על כינוראות נפלאתי נפלאים מעשיך ונפשי יודעת מאוד לא נכחד עוצמי ממכה אשר עושיתי בסתר רוקמתי בתחתיות ארץ גולמי ראו עיניך ועל ספריך כולם יתכתבו ימים יוצרו ולא אחד בהם ולי מה יקרו רעיך אל מעצמו ראשיהם אספרם מחול ירבון הקיצותי ועודי עמך אם תקטול אלוה רשע ואנשי דמים סורו ממני אשר יאמרוך למזימה נשאו לשב עריך הלא משנאיך אדוני אשנה ובתקוממך את קוטט תכלית שנאה סנטים לאויבים היו לי חוקרני אל ודע לבבי בחנני ודע צר אפי וראה אם דרך עוצב בי ונחני בדרך עולם
שמע ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני אחד.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema?
Shalom, shalom, chaberim, shalom. Oh, shalom, chaberim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, the 139th psalm. Oh, shalom, chaberim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, the 139th psalm. The Kof Lamed 8 Psalm, Psalm CXXXIX, Psalm 139 in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Saul study. Let's check in some of the points of reference, just to get the basics, you know, some of the basics on today's daily psalm. So here the Mezmore Dawit, H.I.M. Haile Selassie I Bible, we call it the Rab, R.A.B., Revised Amharic Bible. Also, when we compare and contrast the KJV, we call the HSV, Haile Selassie Version. But here, looking at today's daily psalm, okay, we have it right here, right here in the Royal Amharic. Going to ride up with Amharic as well, but from low degrees, as you say, to high degrees, right, in the way, the truth, the life of the King of Kings, His Divine Majesty, we ride up right here. A couple of first words on today's daily psalm. The 139th Psalm, the Kof Lamed Beit. Now, those Hebrew letters you hear, so maybe say Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, like today's daily psalm, the 139th Psalm, because that's how it's referred to Hebraically speaking. So ones and ones can become more and more familiar, little by little, you know, step by step, side by side, you know, precept upon precept, line upon line, you know, here a little and there a little. So we have Psalm 139 to the chief musician, a psalm of David, Psalm 139. Now, as we are just preparing right here to ride up with at least the Aleph Beit Gimel, Aleph Beit Gimel verse. Well, the first section, first of all, looking over the Hebrew. So we have the English here, KJV, King James Version. We have the Hebrew right here, going to ride up with the Royal Amharic. And we have this document right here with the Septuagint as well. So the Septuagint. Now, not to get into the details right there, but as we mentioned before, this is a very good book for the Haverim, for the fellow disciples, Edward Uhlendorf, Ethiopia and the Bible. It's kind of rare. It was, I think, like a compilation of essays, like, you know, academic kind of studies and essays. So it was published as collegiately certain works are published for the students and the staff and others, you know, within that academic cipher, almost like for I and I amongst the yeshiva, you know, the publications, ones and ones on their blog, on their posts, sometimes compiling their blogs and their posts, so forth and so on, and, you know, amongst I and I. But often there might be some very important uncoveries or discoveries or reasonings that are presented, you know, within one's, you know, notes and one's personal studies that are shared with others. And this is where Edward Uhlendorf has a book called Ethiopia and the Bible. I'd like to pick up with that as we move further. Because when we introduce some of the Hebraic, some of our people are a little more fanatical about the Amharic, which is good. And it's a zeal, but let the zeal be with gnosis, with knowledge, with da'at, you know, with the ilket, as we say, Ethiopically speaking. So here for today's daily psalm, just to build up right here for the first words, and we have 139. It's a psalm that is themed, simply speaking, plain English, God omniscient and omnipresent. God, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, omniscient. Now, it's an interesting word, scient, omniscient. If you come across that word, omniscient. Omniscient and omniscience, omniscience, right? Omniscience. You know, I always say it like that back in days. Omni. Omni is a word that means all. I think it's, Is it the Latin term? Just going to put that out there right there. But scientia, the word science is really scientia. And the word science actually means to know. Even when we say conscience. And this psalm also kind of touches on that as well, the conscience. Conscience, kon, means with. It can also mean against. It depends on whether we're talking about Latin or Greek and the particular sense of it. So in the sense of conscience, it means with knowing. Con scientia, like in some of the Latin and Romance language, con means with, you know, with. But then in another sense, con or con can mean against. But in the sense of conscience, conscience means with knowing. Omniscience means all knowing, all scientia, all science, all knowledge. And omnipresent, well, that means all present. Right? Or having the ability to be present whither and wheresoever he seeks to be present. And it's interesting when we get into the name, the Hashem. Right? But here we have today's daily psalm, and this is like the intro. We call this like the intro from the Sefer Tehillim. It reads, "This is the noblest utterance in the Psalter of pure contemplative theism." Theism. Right? Now theism is... Well, Theos means God, and of course you say ism, but you know, on that particular level, but is one believing in God, a God, right? A God, or the principle of God. Some say they don't believe in the theory of God, right? Interesting, the word theory, C-O, theory has God in it. So even their theory is a God, if you always. So for the atheist, their atheism is their God, is actually their God. It's the ruling thought, ruling principle when we get to the root of what we're speaking about. But today's daily psalm is of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. We can say Jah. Jah's omniscient. Jah is omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent. And in the Kof Lamed 8 psalm, the 139th psalm, Psalm CXXXIX, right, Elohim's omnipresence and omniscience, we have the noblest utterance in the Psalter, the Tehillim, of pure contemplative theism. Animated and not crushed. Animated, moved, right? Animation, right? That movement, animated. And not crushed by the thought of Jah's omniscience and omnipresence. Now, a similar judgment was passed by Ibn Ezra, who had remarked concerning today's daily psalm, the Kof Lamed 8th psalm, that this Mizmor is the most glorious on the theme of the ways of Elohim, on the ways of Jah, the most glorious on the theme of the ways of Elohim, and is unequaled in the five books of the Psalter. So the Psalms has five books. So when we look at the Psalms of David, there's actually five books in the book of Psalms, right? Hebraically, Judaically, from that perspective, and this is also testified, right, elsewhere. Now, what's interesting is when Roveinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, said to the Yehudi of his time, he says, it is written in your law. Notice he said that, in your law. And he quoted, the quotation that he quoted was from the Psalms. Note that. The five books of Moshe, the five books of the Psalter, the Tehillim, the Mezmure Dawit. Now, we have the writer's realization, right? And I and I, in writing up, there's a realization of Elohim, the most intimate and the most personal. The effect of, here they say religious, we like to bring it out more in a in an applicable way. Right, you know, more in, when one say religious, it becomes almost like speculative or philosophical in a sense, right? But more in a interactive way, the psycho-spiritual, the soul and spirit, the psycho-spiritual experience, rather than of what ones will call rational meditation. Like, so a lot of times people talk about meditation. People talk about they be meditating. There's such a thing called rational meditation, right? Rational meditation. We're not saying that it's wrong. Right? But that's not what this psalm is about. It's about that psycho-spiritual suke, the soul, right? The psyche and the spirit experience rather than of a rational, a rationalistic, you know, rations. Like you ration out something, you put it in portions, like in little compartments or little parts. You know what I mean? Compartmentalized meditation. Now, the Hebrew has a late Aramaic coloring. The Hebrew. The Hebrew here has an Aramaic, so this basically means Haberim. It has more of a Eastern Shemitic, right? More of the Eastern Afro-Shemiticism in its language. Okay, let me put it like this. You know how here in this North country in America, one speak different, whether one say, oh, that person, he was from the East Coast because he had an accent somewhere from the East or North or somewhere like that. This is what it's saying right here about the Hebrew of today's daily psalm. It has more of a east, right? More of an east side flavoring than the west side. While the Hebrew itself, like the Royal Amharic, Afro-Shemitic, Afro-Semitic language, is more Western Shemitic. But sometimes there's some older, for example, Gutas, Ethiopic, right? Ethiopic is more a pure Shemitic language, and it has more of an Eastern. It's more it would be more like Aramaic in some sense and Syriac on that level. While Amharic, the King of Kings, the pure language, the King has turned to us, according to Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And the biblical Hebrew has more of a Western Shemitic. You know what I mean? So sometimes certain words, tomato, tomato, just use that as an English example of whether we say, some might say, believe, you believe. Others might say, you believe. You know, even we, the same person, might say at one time, believe, right? Believe me. Come on, please, believe me. You see what I said twice, two different ways. Believe me, but as a schwa sound. And then I said it, believe me. I stretched out that E, the first E sound, right, as a long glide. You know what I'm saying? Like a chirik. So that's some of the nuances when it says that the Hebrew has a late Aramaic coloring, which I would say flavors, but in a sense it does have a flavor to the sound and tone, but it favors, looking at it from this point of view, a post-exilic date. And even a conservative scholar like Delitzsch, he concluded that it, quote, is composed after the Davidic model. After the Davidic model. Now, this is like to say for I and I, for the ones of the new name, the precious thing, Rastafari, and keeping it Levitical, right? This is like when we say that some of the music is like roots, right? Or it might have, for example, some of the early Bob Marley and the Wailers music, right? Has, and the real, not, I don't say the real Bob Marley and Wailers music, but there's the influence of Lee Scratch Perry. As some of who are into the music understand what I'm saying. So there's a certain school of music, and therefore, in the same way, This psalm is seen by some to have been composed after the Davidic model. Like there's certain roots and even reggae music that have a certain flavoring. And this is what it's pointing out here, looking at the language of today's daily psalm, composed after the Davidic model. They are like Davidic psalms, right? And is a counterpart to such psalms, such as the XIX or Psalm 19, and to other Davidic psalms. Right, Davidic and didactic. Didactic mean like a teaching psalm. Timhertawi, Mizmor or Zimrot. Right, psalms and chants and intonation. So that's just an overview right there of today's daily psalm. And to fly over the verses, right, and hopefully at the proper times, the Chabarim, you know, twos and threes, or even I and I more collectively can get together and really go through maybe more of the fullness of some of these psalms that we just might touch on a couple of verses, the Aleph Beit Gimel or the Abu Ghiz. We're going to touch on the Abu Ghiz. We might actually go Abu Ghida He Wizo. That would be to the seventh or so verse, because today's daily psalm, verses 1 to 6, we have Jah's omniscience, omniscience. So you see how that's said in like, it's the same word, but some pronunciation is omniscience. They'll say omniscience. It's almost being literal. Others might say, oh, no, that's not right, because they used to their way of saying, they'll say omniscience, omniscience, omniscience. So verses 1 to 6, Jah's omniscience or omniscience, if you please, or we can say omniscientia, right, his all-knowing. Then we have verses 7 to 12, Jah's omnipresence. Omnipresence. I think like the Gnostics said, like if you chop a piece of wood, you'll find I there. You know, his omnipresence. Verses 13 to 18, Jah's wondrous work in human creation, in the iration of humanity, of man. Verses 19 to 24, we have a prayer against the wicked. Right, a closing prayer against the ratchet, a prayer against the wicked. So today's daily psalm, the Kof Lamed Tet, has these sections to it, verses 1 to 6, Jah's omniscience, all-knowing. Verses 7 to 12, Jah's omnipresence, right, his being, his all-being. Literally, it says all-being, right, his all-being present to be, right, he who be, who he be, right. Verses 13 to 18, Jah's wondrous work in the human creation, or the creation, the iration of humanity, the blameless irator, creator. And then in the closing prayer, or the prayer that closes today's daily psalm, is a prayer against the ratchet, right? A prayer against the ratchet. Now, it's interesting right here, just in the summary right here, it says this section should be compared with Psalm CIV, Psalm 104, and they have verse 35, so it might be like verse 34, 35, KJV-wise, where after recounting the wonders of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God, in the universe, the Einiverse, right, the psalmist prays. So first he recounting all the wonders of Jah creation, the iration, Elohim in the Einiverse, Melech Ha-Olam, right, and his creation. Then the psalmist and I praise, let sinners, let akkas cease out of the earth. Let akkas, the sinners, lackers, right, cease out of the earth. Right, akkas is the more, see, because of contrast. See why is this? Because first he recounts, like as we have in Psalm 104, recounting the wonders of Jah's creation, his iration. Right, which we should be thankful and grateful for. Then the psalmist and I praise that make the akkas cease out of the earth. The sinners, chatiatenyoch, right, the forfeiters, right, because why? They are out of harmony. They are willfully and woefully out of harmony with his beautiful world, with his creation. But really, they are out of harmony with his beautiful word, and therefore with his beautiful world and his creation, which was created in and through his word. So in this psalm, today's daily psalm, the Kof Lamed Tet, Psalm 139, the writer and I, it says feels here, but we perceive and we receive in spirit and in truth that Ha-Elohim, who has a minute and even infinitesimal of a minute knowledge, of each one of his family and his creations and his creatures should not tolerate those who conduct their lives willingly and knowingly, woefully and willfully, contrary to his will, which points to the teaching of his majesty, the victory of good over evil.
Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting, 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 everlasting.
top. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
The left of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language, you see?
I see
the English language.
See the English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
Mizmor Kof Lamed Tet. Mizmor Kof Lamed Tet. Psalm 139. Mizmor Kof Lamed Tet. Mizmor Kof Lamed Tet. Psalm 139. Mizmor Kof Lamed Tet. Psalm CXXXIX. Lam Natzeach Lit David Mizmor Yahuwah. Chikartani, lit David Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Isis of David, lit David Mizmor, Lam Natziach, lit David Mizmor, Yehovah Chikartani, Vate Da'a, Jehovah, thou the eye has searched I, Yehovah Chikartani, Yehovah Chikartani, Vate Da'a, Vate Da'a. And known I, Yahweh Chikartani, Wateda, Ata, Yada Ita, Shivti, Vikumi, Banataha, Li'ra'i, Me'rachok. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou the eye understandest my thought afar off. Ata, the eye, none other. Ata, Yada Ita, the eye knowest. Shibati, my sitting, my down sitting, Shibati, Vikumi, and my uprising, Ata, Yada, Ita, Shibati, Vikumi, Banitaha, Li'ra'i, Me'rachok, thou understandest my thought afar off, thou understandest my thought, my inclination, my wish afar off. Banita le ra'i me rachok archia ve rivaia ve rita ve kola de rakaia hia sikartaha. Thou measurest my going about and my laying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Archia ve rivaia ve rita. We call a derakaya here sikartaha. Ki ain amila biel shoni hein yawa yada ita kulaha. For there is not a word in my tongue. Ki ain mila. For there is not a word. Ki ain mila in my tongue. Biel shoni. But lo, look, Jehovah hein yawa. Hain Yehovah, Yada Ita, thou the eye knowest it, Kulaha, altogether. Ki ain Mila, be a Lishoni, Hain Yehovah, Yada Ita, Kulaha, Ahora, Vak Edemas Artani, Vatasheta Alaya Kapecha. Thou hast hemmed me in behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Ahor, behind, wak edem, and before. Sartani, thou hast hemmed me, hemmed ani, hemmed I. Ahora wak edem sartani. Watasheta alaya kapecha, and laid thy hand, thy palm, thy hand upon me, upon I. Achor wak edem sartani. wa tasheta alai kapekaha. Pia liya daata mimeniya nisegra lo ukala laha. Here we have the ketiv, what is written, pia liya, and the kere, what is said, pia liya, and we have pilia. Pilia da'ata mimeni ya nisegva lo ukala laha. Such knowledge is too wonderful for I. Pilia, the knowledge of Jav, ya, pilia, or pilia da'ata mimeni, da'at, the knowledge, mimeni, from I, to wonderful, pilia da'ata mimeni, ni sigva, lo ukala laha, too high, I cannot attain to it, niyasigva, lo ukal, not able for I, lo ukal, laha, I cannot attain, and the pointing here to her. Niya sigava lo ukalaha. Ana eleka meya rucheka. Ana elek meya rucheka. Rucheka. With ana miya paneka evrach. Whether, where, whither shall I go from thy spirit, from thy irit? Ana eleka meya rucheka? Where shall I go from thy ruch, spirit? Me rucheka. Ana eleka meya rucheka? Ana mipaneka evrach? And whither and where shall I flee? Shall I flee from thy presence, from thy face? Ana miyapaneka, from thy face, miyapaneka, evrach, shall I flee, where shall I flee? Ana eleka me ruheka, ana miyapaneka evrach, ima esaka shamaim shamata, we atzia shiola hineka, if I ascend up into heaven, thou the I art theya. Im esaka shamayim, if I ascend into shamayim, into the heavens. Im esaka shamayim, sham veya ata, the I, be, there's the I, there's the I. Im esaka shamayim, sham ata, with atia shiol. If I make my bed in Sheol, in the netherworld, where atzia Sheol, hineka, the eye, behold the eye, hineka, behold the eye art theya. Im esaka shamayim, shamata, atzia Sheol, hineka, esaka anfe shachara, esekna, be achrit yam, if I take the wings of the morning, esa kanfi shachar, if I take the wings of the morning, esa kanfi shachar, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, esikna be achrit yam. Gam sham yadeka tanachini ve'toche zeini yimineka. Even there would thy hand lead me. Even there would thy hand lead I. Gam sham yadeka tanachini, and thy right hand would hold me. Would hold I ve'toche zeini yimineka. Vatomar akachosheka yeshufeini ve'laila or ba'edeini. If I say, surely the darkness shall envelop me. Vatomar akachosheka yeshufeini, and the light about me shall be night. Ve'laila or ba'edeini, kam khoshek lo ya khishka mi meka la la kayoma yair ka khishka ka ora. Even the darkness is not too dark for the eye. Gam khoshek lo ya khishka mi meka, but the night shineth as the day. With laila kayom yair, and the darkness is even as the light. Kachishika ka ora gam chosheka lo yachishika mimeka. With laila kayom yair, kachishika ka ora kiata kanita kiliotai te sukenia de vetena imi. For thou, the eye, has known my reins, has tried my kidneys, has known my reins. Kiata anita kiliotai. Thou, the eye, has knit me together in my mother's womb. Te suke niya bea betena imi. Odeka alakia noraota nifaleti nifalaima maeseka ve nafshia yodaata mod. I will give thanks to thee, I, Odeka, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. All ki noraota nifaleti. Odeka al kia noraota nifaleti. Wonderful, wonderful are thy the eye works, thy walks. Nifalaim ma'iseka. And that my soul, my psyche, she knoweth right well, with nafshi yoda'ata mod, with nafshi yoda'ata mod. Lo nikahata tmiya mimeka shara u asetia vasetera ruakamtia betachetiota aretz. My frame was not hidden from thee, from the eye. Lo nikahada atzmi yami meka, when I was made in secret. Asher usetia vaseter, asher usetia vaseter, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Rukam tia be tachtiot aretz. Galmi rao aineka v'ala sifreka kulama yikatevu. Thine eyes did see mine unformed substance. Galmi rao aineka. And in thy, the eye book, they were all written. We'ala sifareka kulama yikatevu. Kulama yikatevu. Yamima yu'atsarua v'loa echada vahem. Even the days that were fashioned. Yamim yu'atsaru. Yamima yutsaru, even the days that were fashioned, when as yet there was none, no one of them, with lo echada bahem, v'li maha yakrua re'eka el, mehe atzumua ra'shehem. How weighty also are thy, the I thoughts to me, to I. O El, true good, true God, Almighty, with Li Mahayakrua Re'eka El. Here we have a kere with Lawu, and for him, but here the Katif, with Li, and to me, with Li Mahayakrua Re'eka El, Mehe Atzmua Rashi Hem, Rashi
Him. How great is the sum. The sum, Rashehem, the head of them, the sum of them. How great is the sum of them. Meh, Atzmu, Rashehem. Et Sipraim, Mechola Yerabuna, Heyak Itzotia, Veodia, Imaka. If I would count them, they are more in number. They are more in number than the sand. Et sipereim me chol yerebun. Were I to come to the end of them, I would still be with the eye. Hek itzotia wi odia imak. Im atia ketola eloha rasha. The ansheya damima sorua meni. If thou but wouldest slay the wicked, O God, im tikatola eha rasha. If I but wouldest slay the wicked, depart from me, therefore, ye men of blood, with ansheya damim soru mimeni. Suru meni, suru, depart from I. Anshe damim, ye menstruating, you bloody men. With anshe damim, suru meni. Asher yomruka lima zima. Nasu alashava areka. Who utter thy name with wicked, with ratchet thoughts. Asher yomruka lima zima with wicked thought, wicked devices of mine. Asher yomruka lima zima nasu la shawa areka. They take it for falsehood. Even thine enemies nasu la shawa areka. Hilloa me sanekai yawa esna ua vita komeka u vita komemeka eta kotata. Do not I hate them, O Jehovah, that hate the eye? Hello me sanekai yawa esna. And do not I strive with those that rise up against the eye? Ua bita komemeka eta kotata? Takalita sina sinetim leoivim hayuli. I hate them with utmost hatred. Taklita sina sinetim. I count them mine enemies. Leoivim hayuli. Hakreni el vidaa levavia bechaneni vidaa sarapai. Search me. Hakreini el, true good, true God, search I. Hakreini el, with da'a, lit babi, and know my heart. Hakreini el, with da'a, lit babi, bichaneni, with da'a, sarapai, try me, and know my thoughts. Be charneini with the a sar apai. Urei im dereka otseva bi. Ua necheini be dereka olam. And see. Urei. Im dereka otseva bi. And see if there be any way in me that is grievous. Urei im dereka otseva bi.
And lead I in the way everlasting, in the way eternal, in the eternal way. Unacheni bederek olam, 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 olam.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
لم نتخذ دبيد مزمور أدوني حكرتاني وتدع أتا يدع تشيفتي بكمي بنت لرعي مرحوك روحي برمعي زريتا بخل درخا اسكنتا كن من لا بلشوني إن أدوني يدع تخلا أمور وكن سرتاني وتشت علي كفيخا بلي أدع تمني اسجبا لو خللا أنا إليك مروحيخا وأنا مفنيخا إبراح אם אשג שמיים שמעת, ועשי אשר הוא נקה, אשג חנפי שחר, אשכינה באחרית ים, גם שם ידיך תנחני, ותוחזני מיניך, אומר לך חושך ישופני, ולילה אור בעדני, גם חושך לא יחשיך ממך, ולילה כיום יאיר כחשיכה כאורה, קטע כי אני תנחיל יותיי, תסוכני בבטן אמי, עודך כנורות נפלאתי, נפלאים מעשיך ונפשי יודעת מאוד, לא נכחל עוד מי ממך. אשר הוצאתי בסתר, הוקמתי בתחתיות ארץ, גולמי ראו עיניך. ואז סיפרך כולם כתבו, ימים יוצרו ולא אחד בהם, ודימי יכירו רעיך אל מעצמו ראשיהם, הסברם מכל ארגון, עציצותי ועוד ירימך, אם תקטול אלוה רשע, ואשר דמים סורו מני, אשר ימרוך עליהם במזימה, נשאו לשווא עריך, הלא משנאיך אדוני אשמה, ומתחוממך את קוטט, תפליט שנאת הנטים, אויבים היו לי. חוקרני אל ודע לבבי, בחונני ודע שרפי, וראה אם דרך עוצב ויונחני בדרך עולם. גם נצח לדוד מזמור, אדוני חקרתני ותדע, אתה ידעת שבטי וקומי, בנת לרעי מרחוק, רוחי ורבעי זרית, בכל דרכה הסכנת, כן מילה בלשוני, אין אדוני ידעת כולה, אמור וכן מסרטני, ותשת עלי כפיך, כדי ידעת ממני, נשגבה לא אוכל עלה, אנא אלך מרוחיך, ואנא מפניך אברח, אם אשג שמיים שמעת, ואציע שאול נקה, אשג חנפי שחר, אשכינה באחרית ים, גם שם ידיך תנחני, ותוחזני מיניך, אומר לך חושך ישופני, ולילה אור בעדני, גם חושך לא יחשיך ממך, ולילה כיום יאיר כחשיכה כאורה, קטע כי אני תנחיל יותיי, תפקני בבטן אמי, עודך על כנורות נפלאתי, נפלאים מעצך ונפשי יודעת מאוד, לא נכחל עוצמי ממך. אשר הוצאתי בסתר, הוקמתי בתחתיות ארץ, גולמי ראו עיניך. מה סיפרך כולם יכתבו, ימים יוצרו ולא אחד בהם, ודימי יכירו רעיך אל מעצמו ראשיהם, הסתרם מכל ארגון, עקיצותי ועוד ירימך, אם תקטול אלוה רשע, אנשי דמים סורו מני, אשר ימרוך עליהם במזימה, נשאו לשווא עריך, הלא משנאיך אדוני אשנא, ומתקוממיך את חוטאת, תביא בשנאת הנטים, אויבים היו לי. חוקרני אל ודע לבבי, בחונני ודע שרפי, וראה אם דרך עוצב ויונחני בדרך עולם.
Hear, hear, hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata, ta, ta.
מזמור קוף למתת למנצח לדוד מזמור. אדוני חקרתני ותדע, אתה ידעת שבטי וקומי, בנת לרעי מרחוק, אורחי ורבעי זרית, וכל דרכי הסכמת, כי אין מילה בלשוני, הן אדוני ידעת כולה, אחור וקדם צרתני, ותשת עלי כפיך, תליאה דעת ממני, נשגבה לא אוכל לה, ענה אלך מרוחך, ואמנה מפניך אברח, אם אסק שמיים שם אתה, ואת יעש שאול הנקה, אסך חנפי שחר, אשכנה באחרית ים, גם שם ידך תנחני, ותוחזני ימיניך, ואומר, אך חושך ישופני, ולילה אור בעדני, גם חושך לא יחשיך ממכה, ולילה כיום יאיר, כחשיכה כאורה, כי אתה קנית חיליותי, תסוכני בבטן אמי, עודך על כינוראות נפלאתי, נפלאים מעשיך, ונפשי יודעת מאוד, לא נכחד עוצמי ממכה, אשר עושיתי בסתר, רוקמתי בתחתיות ארץ, גולמי ראו עיניך, ועל ספריך כולם יכתבו, ימים יוצרו, ולא אחד בהם. ולי מה יקרו רעיך אל, מעצמו ראשיהם, אספרם מחול ירבון, הקיצותי ועודי עמך, אם תקטול אלוה רשע, ואנשי דמים סורו מני, אשר יאמרוך למזימה, נסו לשב עריך, הלא משנאיך אדוני אסנה, ובתקוממך את קוטט, תכלית שנאה סנתים לאויבים היו לי. חוקרני אל ודע לבבי, בחונני ודע שרעפי, וראה אם דרך עוצב בי ונחני בדרך עולם.
אוף למד 8, Psalm 139, here today's daily psalm. Shema Yisrael, and here, Midrash, a study from the Midrash Tehillim, from the study of the Psalms on Mizmor Kof Lamed 8, Psalm 139, here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, the king of kings. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Kormawi, Kenamawi, Chayla Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Lamed, Psalm 139. To the Eternal, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. La menatzeach, li David Mizmor, Yahweh. To the eternal, la menatzeach, la menatzeach, to the menatzeach, to the eternal, to the overcomer, la menatzeach, le David mizmor, a psalm, a chant, and intonation, eyes of David, a psalm of David, le David mizmor, yo, chikatani,
Watedaa. O Jehovah, he who be, we be, thou hast searched me, thou hast searched I. Yahweh, chikatani, thou hast searched ani, searched I. Yahweh, chikatani, watedaa. And known me, and known I. Watedaa, and known I. Here. Opening verse, the late verse of today's daily psalm is more of Lamed 8. Zophar the Naamathite said, even here in Eob, in Job, in Job 11, verses 7 to 9, Zophar the Naamathite said, canst thou search out the deep things of God? Canst thou that I attain to the purpose of the Almighty? The things that are in heaven, what canst thou make of them? The things deeper than the netherworld, what canst thou that I know of them? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. Ha chikara Eloha tia mitzah, im ada takalita shadaya ti mitzah. Gavaheya shamai ma tia for all? El mukaha mishol ma teda'a? El ruka me areta midaha ure chava mini yam? Canst thou the eye find out the deep things of Eloha, of God? Ha hekera Eloha timitza? Canst thou that I attain to the purpose of Shaddai? Im ada taklit Shaddaya timtza? Gavahe shamai ma tifol? It is high as heaven. Gavahe shamai ma tifol? What canst thou do? Ma tifol? Mukaha mishol? Ma teda'a, deeper than the netherworld. Emuka mishol, what canst thou know? Ma teda'a, ma teda'a, ma teda'a, what canst the eye know? Eruka me'aretza midaha, the measure thereof is longer than the earth. Eruka me'aretza midaha, urachava miniyam, and broader. And broader, urechava miniyam, than the sea, miniyam. No man can understand, can understand the purpose of Shaddai, of the Almighty Eye, of Shaddai. Here, Job, in Job 28 and 21 it reads, seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living. Vin elma may aynei yakol lachai, seeing it is hid. Vin elma, from the eyes of all living. May aynei kol lachai. Vin elma may aynei yakol lachai. And who understands, understands, overstands the deepest things? And who understands the deepest things? Only Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, of whom it is said, even here, Eob in Job 28, verses 23 to 24, that reads, God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven. Elohim ahevina darkaha v'hu yada'a eta mekomaha ki hu likasota ha'aretz yabit tachat kol ha'shamayim yireh. Elohim, the true good, the true God, understandeth, understandeth, overstandeth. Elohim hevin, the way thereof. Darkaha, the way of her, the way thereof, her way. Elohim hebin darkaha, with whoa yada'a eta mekomaha, and he with who and who, and he with whoa yada'a, and he knoweth with whoa yada'a the place thereof, eta mekomaha, and he knoweth her place. With whoa yada'a eta mekomaha, ki whoa likasota ha'aretza yabit, for he looketh. For he, ki, who, for he, yabit, for he scrutinizes, he looketh to the ends of the earth. Likasota haaretz, ki, who, likasota haaretz, yabit, and seeth under the whole earth, under the whole earth, tachata kolaha, under the whole heaven, Slika, under the whole heaven, and he seeth, and seeth under the whole heaven, under the whole heaven, tachata kol hashamayim yireh, tachata kol hashamayim yireh, Elohim ahevina darkaha, wuhua yada'a eta mekomaha, ki yuhua likasota hareta yabita, tachata kol hashamayim yireh. No man can search out the ultimate purpose of the mighty acts of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Set Apart One, the Sanctified One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And thus, and like this, David said, even in Psalm 106, Hebraically, the second verse, who can express the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can express the mighty acts of the Lord? Mia yimalela gevrotiyawa, who can express the mighty acts of Jehovah? Mia yimalela gevrotiyawa, who can express the mighty acts of he who be who he be? Mia yimalela gevrotiyawa. By that he meant that no man can search out the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He. Moshe also said, only God, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, only Ha'elohim, abiding forever, forever, can search out all things. And here the Midrash note connected with, and Moshe also said, Moshe, the Midrash note here for Mizmor Kofa Lametet for Psalm 139, here is the Ot Emet. The Ot Emet. It reads here, not even Moses, Roveinu, Moshe Roveinu, Moses our teacher, who went up into Shemaim, into the heavens, to take HaTorah, take the Torah from HaElohim's hand into his own, could fathom Shemaim's depth, could fathom heaven's depth. So here in the Ot Emet, the sign of truth, the Ot Emet reads that not even Moshe Rabbeinu, who went up into Shemaim to take HaTorah from HaElohim's yad, from Elohim's hand into his own yad, into his own hand, could fathom Shemaim's depth, the deepness of HaShemaim. Accordingly, when David composed this Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Lamed Tet, Psalm 139, he ascribed to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to Ha'elohim, as is said even in the opening words, to the eternal, Lamnatzeach, to the Menatzeach, to the eternal, Lit David Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an Isis, an intonation of David, Lamnatzeach, Lit David Mizmor. And here, Midrash note, Menatzeach, as derived from the Hebrew word netzach, eternity, forever. Menatzeach, derived from netzach, eternity. And also we have this here, Kabbalistically speaking, on the Eitz Chayim, one of the Sifrot, on the Eitz Chayim,
the tree of life. So here, Menatzeach, elsewhere translated as for the leader, the chief musician, Menatzeach being derived from the Hebraic Netzach, Netzach, forever, Netzach, eternity. Also Netzach, victory, but in this context here, to the eternal. Lam Natzeach, Lidawid Mizmor. Jehovah, thou, the eye, has searched me and known me. Yehovah, Chikatani, Wateda. A parable, a mashal, a proverb, a parable of a melech, of a negus, of a king, who sat eating with Ishto, Esheto, or Seto, with his Isha, with his wife, his woman. And as he was eating with her, he wrote out a bill of divorce and gave it to her. Thereupon, the wife, the Isha, the Eshet, said, "Behold, what a wise man is Adoni, is my lord HaMelech, the king. He knows that I fixed mine eyes on another. He knows that I have a lover. And so he has given I my bill of divorce." Likewise, David said, "My Lord Adoni has searched me and knows my heart wherein I yielded to my desire to do evil. And therefore he has brought affliction upon me. Therefore, hear, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou, the eye, understandest my desire afar off." Hear, today's daily psalm, Psalm 139, verse 1 and verse 2. Yahweh, chikatani, wateda'a. Banata le ra'iya me rachok. Thou understandest my desire. Some translators translate as my thought. But this word right here, the word for thought here that we find in the second part of the bait, the second verse, where it reads, Banata le ra'i me rachok. Thou understandest my inclination. It is an Aramaic word meaning inclination, meaning wish. Banta le'ra'iya me'a rachok. Thou, the eye male, knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Ata yada'ita shivatiya vikumi. Thou knowest my down sitting, The eye knowest. Ata, the eye and none other. Ata, yada ita, knowest. Shibati, my sata, my sitting. Wikumi, and my getting up, my uprising. Ata, yada ita, shibati, wikumi. That is to say, thou knowest that even when I sat at my ease, I did not forget thee. I did not forget the eye. Thus, like this, as scripture tells, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 7 and 1, where it reads, "When the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies round about." Vayehi akia yashava hamelek be'avetoa vayehova heyan yachalaua miyasaviva mikolo evayo. And it came to pass, vayehi, when the king dwelt in his house, kia yashava hamelek be'avetoa, when the king sat, Ki Yashaba Hameleka Bebeto, and Jehovah, he had given him rest from all his enemies round about. Why Yehowa Heyan Yachalaua Mia Sabiba Mikoloi Bayo. Did not I plan to build thee a hekal, a temple? Midrash, no, to build thee a hekal, a temple, padua, to build the eye, Ahekal. Thou knowest, the eye knowest. Ata, yada'ita, the eye, and none other, the eye knowest. Ata, yada'ita, mine uprising, with kumi, kumi. Ata, yada'ita, kumi. Even when I rose up to flee from Absalom, from Abesalom, from Absalom, I did not reproach thee, the eye, but said in praise and eyes of the eye, even as Psalm 3, first verse Hebraically reads, a psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son. Here, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Mizmor Lidawi, Bivarchoa Mipneya Avshaloma Beno, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Isis of David, Mizmor Lidawi, when he fled, Bivarcho, from Absalom, his son, Mipneya Avshalom Beno. Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, this is a psalm, this is a mizmor, namely Mizmor Kof Lamed Eta, Psalm 139, that Adam composed, as is shown by the words, even the opening words, Yahweh, Chikatani Yawate Da'a, O Jehovah, thou the eye has searched me and known me. Known that it is impossible for me to be without a wife, without an Isha, an Eshet, an Oset, as scripture says, even in Bereshith, in Genesis, even Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it is not good that the man should be alone or one. I will make him a help meet for him. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim, lo tov heyota ha'adam levado e'eseh lahu ezer kenegdo. And Jehovah Elohim said, Vayomer Yahweh Elohim, it is not good, lo tov, it is not good that the man should be alone. Lo tov heyota ha'adam levado. I will make him e'eseh lahu. I will make for him ezer kenegdo. I will make for him a help meet. For him I will make. Hence, here, even today's daily psalm, Psalm 137, Mizmor Kof Lamed Eitz, it is said, Yahweh, Chikatani, Wate Da'a. O he who be, who he be, thou the eye has searched me, Chikatani, and known me, and known I, watedaa, and thou knowest my down sitting, ata yadaita shivti, ata yadaita shivti, my sitting at ease in the gan be'aiden, in the garden of delights, in the garden of Eden, in the ganeta aiden. Thou hast winnowed my path and my begetting. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 139, here the Gimel, the Gamel verse. Archia zerivaiya zerita. Here, translated as, thou hast winnowed my path and my begetting. Archi viribai zerita, or thou measurest my going about and my lying down, or thou hast winnowed my path and my begetting. What is meant by my path and my begetting? What is meant by my path, arhi, and my begetting? Ve-ri-ba-i. Ve-ri-vi. Ve-ri-ba-i. What is meant? The act of begetting is meant, as is shown by the verse, even the verse from Bamidbar, the verse from Numbers chapter 23, verse 10, that reads, "Who hath counted the dust of Jacob, or numbered the begotten of Israel? Mia mana efar Yaakov, ua misapar eta rova'a Yisrael. Who hath counted the dust of Jacob? Mi mana efar Yaakov, or number the begotten, or number the begotten. Ua misapar eta rova'a, ua misapar eta rova'a Yisrael, of Israel. Thou hast winnowed. Zerita, zerita, thou hast winnowed, or in other translations, thou hast measured, but here, thou hast winnowed. Just as a man winnows on the threshing floor, taking up the grain and throwing away the straw, so thou, the eye, winnowest the act of begetting, taking up the seed, the zera, that thou knewest, thou madest me, thou madest I out of it. And here the dilate verse. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, look, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Here the dilate, the fourth verse. Ki ein milah bi lishoni hein yo yadaita kulaha. For there is not a word in my tongue. Ki ein mila bi lishoni. But lo, look, O Jehovah, thou the eye knowest it altogether. Hein Yahuwah yadaita kulaha. David spoke as follows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One. Blessed be He. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Ata yada'ita shibtiya v'kumiya. Nay, na, mo, nay more. Each and every step that I am to take is known to thee, known to the eye now. As scripture says, even in Job chapter 14, verse 16, now thou numberest my steps. Ki atas adaya tisapor. But now, ki ata, but now, ki ata, se adaya tisapor, thou numberest my steps. And known, not only now, but even before I came into the world, as Ha'el, the true God, as Elohim said to Yeremiah, to Ermias, to Jeremiah, even in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before I formed the eye in the belly, I knew the eye. Bit erlema et aurika vabet. Before bit rem, I formed the eye, it's a reka, in the belly. Va beten, I knew the eye. Yita itika. Bit rem, it's a reka. Va beten, yita itika. Thus, when Isaiah said to Sennacherib in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 28, because of thy raging against me, and for that thy tumult is come up into mine ears, because of thy raging against me, and for that thy tumult is come up into mine ears. Yana hita rages kailaya ve shainan ka Allah aznai. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears. because thy rage against me and thy tumult has come up into mine ears. Ya'ana hita ragezakai laya wisha'ananaka Allah bi'aznai. He meant fool, what fanciest thou? Fool, what fanciest thy? Thou knowest thou not? Knowest thou not truly? Hast thou not heard that I know thy sitting down and thy going out and thy coming in and thy raging against me and thy raging against I? Here, 2 Kings chapter 19, the verse before that reads, Vishivatika, Visateka, Oavoeka, Ya da itiya, Veta hita ragezakailai. I know thy sitting down, Vishivateka, and thy going out, Visateka, and thy coming in, Oavoeka. Yadaiti, I know, Yadaiti, and thy raging against me, and thy raging against I, with Eitahita Ragezaka Eli. Hence, hear my saying that there is not a word in my tongue. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamet 8, the Dalet, the fourth verse. First part of the fourth verse, Ki ein mila bi lishoni, for there is not a word in my tongue. Ki ein mila bi lishoni. This means that there is no psalm, no mizmor, there is no song, no shir, there is no meditation, higaya, higa, haga, higayon, that I am yet to compose, that is not already known to thee. That is not already known to I. There is no psalm, no song, no meditation, no iditation that I am yet to compose that is not already known to thee I. Thus, hear, for the fullness of the verse, hear Psalm 139, verse 4. Ki ein mila bielshoni heinioa yadaita kulaha. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, look, O he who be, who he be, thou, the eye knowest it, knowest her altogether. And hear the hey verse, the fifth verse. Thou hast fashioned me behind and before. The eye has fashioned me behind and before. Achor vak edem tsartani. Other translators translate as, thou hast hemmed me in behind and before. But Hebraically, Achorra wak edema tsartani, thou the eye has fashioned tsartani, me behind, achor, and before, wak edem. Why is it said behind and before? Why is it said Hebraically, achor wak edem? Because at first, Adam were Chawa, were Heywan, Adam and Eve were created as a single creature with two faces, Adam's face in front and Chawa, Eve's in back. As scripture says, even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, and the Lord God builded into a woman the side, the side that he had taken from the man. Vayeveni Yahweh Elohim et ha'atz ela'a asher lakach min ha'adam le'isha vayabi eha ilaha adam. And the rib that Yahweh Elohim, he who be, we be, Elohim, the true good, the true God, had taken from the man. Vayevena Yahweh Elohim et ha'atz ela'a asher lakach Mina ha'adam, made he a woman, le'isha, and brought her to the man. Wayabieha il ha'adam. Hence, hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, Psalm 139, here at the Hay verse, the fifth verse, first part of the fifth verse, it reads, hence it is said, thou hast fashioned me behind and before. Achor wa kedem sartani. And here, here, the Midrash notes, notes 5 and 6. Usually, the word tselah, hatselah, the side, Hebraically, is often translated and rendered as rib. Note 6, tsartani, tsartani, thou hast fashioned me, thou hast fashioned I, is taken as derived from surah, surah, face, and the verse is taken to read, thou hast made me with a face behind and a face before. Here, 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 the Midrash note. Now, on the meaning of tselah, 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 the meaning of the word that usually is translated, especially in the King James and other English versions, as rib, Rab and Shmuel, Rab and Samuel differed. One maintained that it means face. The other that it means appendage. Now, according to the one who maintains that tselah, tselah, tselah means face, Scripture is precise in saying, thou hast fashioned me behind and before. Achor wa kedem sartani. But according to the other who maintain that the word means appendage, in what sense is behind and before? In what sense is achor wa kedem to be taken? In the sense that Rav Ami taught. For Rav Ami said, in the order of creation, Adam came hindermost. But in the order of punishment, he was put foremost. In the Midrash note 7 here, he was the last to be created here, referred to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. In what punishment was Adam, put foremost? It cannot be said that it was the punishment following upon the curse. For first the serpent was cursed, then Hawa, and Adam last. And here, 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 another Midrash note. And here, 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 even to add a brief comment right here. Only the serpent Had-Nachash was cursed. The consequences of the disobedience was announced to Chawa, to Eve, and the ground was cursed on the behalf of Adam, because Adam came from the Adama, Adama, the Adama, the ground. Adam, Adama. But here, 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 the note here, refers us to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 2, verses 14 to 19. Therefore, it was during the flood that man, that Adam, was put foremost in the order of punishment. As is said even in Bereshit and Genesis, Genesis chapter 7, verse 23, and every living substance was destroyed that was upon the face of the ground, man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and the flying creature of Shemaim. Vayimach et kol hayikum asher al pnei hadam me adam ada behema ada remesa ve ada ofa hashmayim. According to him who maintains that tselah, tselah, that's usually translated as rib, means face, that of the two faces, which of the two faces was in front? It is likely that the face of the male was in front, since it is taught that when they are walking together, a man should not walk behind a woman, even if she is ishto, esheto, or seto, his isha, his woman, his wife. That if a man encounters a woman, at the entrance to a narrow bridge, he should see to it that she stand aside to let him, to allow him to go first, and that a man who permits himself to follow a woman when they are fording a stream, when they are crossing a stream, will have no share in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. And here, Midrash note here on fording a stream or crossing a stream, the woman, the Isha, would have to raise her cloak, it says, to keep it from getting wet. In a different exposition, the verse here, the hey verse, the fifth verse, is read, Thou hast guarded me latterly and formerly. Thou hast laid thy hand upon me, achor wa kedem sartani, wa tasheta alaya kapeka. And the Midrash note 10 here says, apparently the commentator interprets sartani in the psalm where it reads, achor wa kedem sartani, interprets sartani, thou hast fashioned me, or thou hast hemmed me in, as though it were spelled nisartani, nisartani. Thou hast guarded me, thou hast guarded I, nisartani. And another note here too, where it reads kapeka, 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 thy hand, speaking of the kaf, the palm of the hand. Now, Rav Yochanan taught, if a man is worthy, he will enjoy two worlds, the latter world and the former world. But if a man is not worthy, he will have to account for all his deeds. But if a man is not worthy, he will have to account for all his deeds. For it reads, thou hast laid thy hand upon me. Vatasheta alaya kapecha. Thou hast laid thy hand, thy palm. Watasheta alaya kapecha. Thou hast laid thy hand upon I. This implies Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim's punishment. As in the verse, even the verse from Eov, from Job chapter 13, verse 21, that reads, withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy terror make me afraid. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and make not thy terror make me afraid. Kapeka me alaya harachaka, ze mateka alate eva etani. Withdraw thy hand far, far from me. Kapeka me alaya harachak, and make not thy terror with a matika, thy terror, a matika, alate ba'itani, and may not thy terror make me afraid, and let not thy terror make me afraid, make 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 afraid.